Mid-Plains Community College Board of Governors had their monthly meeting last night. Today, we're going to talk to Vice President of Administrative Services, Mr. Mike Steele, along with, of course, Daniel Steinman, who is Director of Marketing Public Information there at the college. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Doing terrific. Doing good. Let's get to the agenda from last night. You started off the night with a public hearing first on the budget, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about the public hearing?
Yeah, the public hearing is the opportunity for the public to come speak to us on our budget. We go through what we expect for evaluation tax requests, and then we've got four funds within the budget that we go through as far as what we believe total expenditures are within that budget document, and then the public has an opportunity to come speak in to speak for or against it. And we didn't have anybody come to the meeting, so we opened the meeting, went through the information, and then read the appropriate amount of time, and then closed the meeting up.
So once again, first public hearing, a second one, and then those went sound like really quickly, and you got onto the regular budget, didn't you?
Yep.
Or regular agenda, I should say. Let's start first. Open forum. You had some things in open forum last night.
Yes. So, you know, it's always great to have our student trustees at our board meetings. They just keep the board informed about the activities that are happening on campus. Jalen Dickey was there from North Platte, and Kendry Kern was there from McCook. So just kind of fill the board in on what's going on in the student activities that they've participated in on campus to provide an update on our athletic programs. That we knew we had a big matchup earlier this week with McCook and North Platte volleyball teams playing each other on Tuesday. So, you know, they always provide the updates that gives the board well informed of what the students are participating in. As well as we introduced the new head coaches for our athletic programs up here that were introduced over the summer. Sometimes the boards can't make the press conferences and that sort of thing. So formally recognized Jacob Brandel, who was in McCook as the men's basketball head coach the last 4 years, and then Mark Franzen as the new coaches of our men's basketball coach and our women's softball program here in North Platte.
So those were introduced last night. Also, you had an update, Gail Knott, on the Dean of Outreach and Training there as well. Is that right?
Yes. So Gail Knott is updated the board on the NACCE funding. She's working with our Ocala campus administrator, Mary Pierce, as they prepare for a conference. They're going to give a pitch towards our Ready to Work program that happened in Oklahoma, that we built the tiny cabin, and hope that we can take that program to the next level. So Mary Pierce is working on preparing the presentation for that, and Gail's going to go accompany her to this conference, and they're in hopes that we will have some good news to share with our 18 County Service Area here real soon.
And then to wrap things up, you had some MPCC students, some introductions, plus a volleyball team as well.
Yeah, so we introduced the international students here in North Platte to the board, as well as the RA and RLAs for the 24-25 academic year. And then introduced our volleyball team to the board as well. The volleyball team was recognized for receiving an ABCA Volleyball Team Academic Award during the summer. So those sophomores that came back that were part of that team that earned that academic award, we're recognized in front of the board, but it's always nice for our board to get to meet our students and just thank them for all of their success academically and athletically that you do for the institution.
The consent items, you had a few of those. They led right into the action items after that, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And Mike, would you like to touch a little bit about some of the first three action items?
Certainly. So the budget for the college this year is a little bit different in how we were funded for our general fund operations. Ryan and the other community college presidents worked closely with the state senators, the legislature, and the governor this past spring, and they came up with a solution that eliminates the general fund property tax, and they created what's called the Community College Future Fund. So 100% of the general fund property taxes, which last year was $12.5 million across the 18 county service area, and left us with just a 2-cent levy to help fund the continued maintenance and construction as needed of facilities within the capital fund. The board did approve a budget which had total expenditures across all four of our funds of just shy of $62 million. I would remind folks that that $62 million includes anything and everything we think might happen. We don't believe we'll spend all of those dollars, but that includes several construction projects that we're working on within several different communities, including the community of McCook on that East Campus building as well. And then the board also approved a 1% increase to the base limitation, which just gives us appropriate restricted funds authority if we ever need it. We don't anticipate needing it, but it's kind of a protect the future of the college item there. The one action item is just approving the bills for the month of August. And then the last one, in order to run all our computers and our network and our servers, the board approved a 3-year agreement with Microsoft for all the licensing we have for all the software items that we need for staff and students and to keep everything up and running. And that is piggybacked off of the agreement that the University of Nebraska-Lincoln has as part of a multi-state compact or purchasing compact to get Microsoft products at a more affordable rate.
Mike, I bet you're glad the budget discussion, it's done for another year. You're glad of that, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we put a lot of work into putting the budget together. We've got all of our budget managers, our departments, our directors go down and analyze everything. And then we, at the same time, we're analyzing salaries and staff, overall staffing, and if there's any adjustments that we need to make within the structure of the institution as well. And the one big change this past year is we have added 3 dean positions. 2 of them are academic, and 1 of them will be on the enrollment services and student services side of the house as well. We believe that adding this horsepower better positions everybody to long-term perform better for the entire 18-county service area.
You had some cabinet reports as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so our administrative upper administration team is working really hard, and so they provided some reports, some of the highlights that came out of that. Dr. Timonic is working with with the four-year institution to make sure our transfer initiative, the Nebraska Transfer Initiative, is still going strong and working really well across all institutions, so people can start here and then transfer to a four-year institution on track to graduate in 4 years, with 2 years and 2 years there. So she's working on that. Mike, if you want to touch a little bit on the highlights from your area.
Yeah, the big one for us is our auditors were here 2 weeks ago, and they met with our directors that are responsible for those items and upper administration and came back and said that we had 0 findings across our FTE, our financial aid, and our financial audit. And that's a state requirement, but I believe the public would appreciate knowing that we're running things well and within guidelines. The other big one is facility-wise is we're getting closer on East Campus. I think we're going to get to substantial completion in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And if that's the case and our furniture and our AV packages come in, we're hoping for sometime in January to open the doors on that facility as well.
And then the board adjourned for another time, and next board meeting's going to be right here in McCook coming up in October.
October 23rd, we'll be in McCook.
Daniel, anything else from your department?
At Mid Plains Community College, transforming your future is about growing your skills and achieving success. Help us grow the future by transforming yours. Register for classes by calling 308-345-8100 or by visiting our website at mpcc.edu.
Really, it's never a bad time. If you're a little late and getting started with classes, hey, you can pretty much kind of sign up anytime, can't you?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different courses that happen, 8-week, 16-week courses that you can kind of jump into. And then also just making sure you're getting registered well ahead of time. We're nearing end of September, early October, so it's never too late to get registered for those spring classes. that start in December. If you're wanting to try something new, learn a new skill, or just set your path on a different trajectory. So Midplains Community College is here to serve you.
Guys, thank you very much for the recap. You guys have a great rest of the week. We'll catch you next time, okay?
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Daniel.